Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You know what? I didn't mean to diminish your Pope, Francis, but he's the typical liberal, and he's too soft. And he says some things that are bold, you know, but the things I said are a lot bolder. And I'm not afraid of hurting your feelings. He wants you to love him, and he wants to show you that love is going to cure everything. He hasn't got that kind of love. He's an appeaser. He's not going to cure the world. I said, yes, he wants to make sure everybody has an understanding that we all have the same good hearts. It's not true. We don't all have the same true hearts. Why do you think you go to war? You go to war because you're a nation of appeasers. This nation, if this nation, it was not a nation of appeasers or doing unto others what was done unto you in the full sense of the word. Because when you are a child and you get bullied, you got two choices. You can be an abuser, like the person you become what you hate. Immediately you become programmed. Immediately you become separated from your creator. Listen carefully. Separated is not sin. Adam chose to sin. You didn't choose to be molested. You didn't choose to hate your father because he's a weakling and didn't save you from your mother. Or you didn't choose to live in a world where mother is hungry for your love. Children are not meant to be born to get love from them. To give love to them, not to get it. There's a difference between giving love, meaning making sure your love isn't overbearing. Just watching and letting him unfold like a flower, which you didn't. And because you didn't unfold like a flower until you had an angry mother and a weak father, and you hate your father for not saving you from your mother, in case you didn't know. So therefore, you as a woman, you've got two choices if you have a weak father, husband, or a bully. The job is just the same. The weak man looks for approval. And he may be strong and healthy and handsome, yeah, have a real physical body, and think, well, this is a strong person. And then you find out he's mentally weak. You find out he's cruel. What do you mean he's cruel? Well, what do you mean he's cruel? He means he's got his mother's nature in him. Like every man, every person born of woman has. The minute he's born, if you don't have a man that's really a man, that is enabled to watch very carefully the way the mother rears the child, and to understand that anything he might say in the very beginning, even before he's married, to make sure he knows this woman well enough that she will yield to his better judgment. And when I say better judgment, you have to, as a woman, you must look for the man who has the God in him, which has the better judgment than she has without that. Because what she's looking for, she is Eve still. Every woman is Eve. And every man born of woman is the man that looks to the woman for reassurance, because he came straight from the woman like a monkey, but conflicted because woman is in charge of who he is, and therefore being in charge of who he is because of the absence of a man to say no. See, this is not the way you bring up a child, is to spoil them. Or this is not the way to bring up a child by being mean to them and not being mean himself. But having discovered what it is to be a real man before you get married, because it gets very difficult when you think you're falling in love, you're actually falling from what love is all about. 800-866-8883. Call me. 6 o'clock West Coast time, Monday through Friday. Thank you.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, now, I think I've spoken enough for the last hour. I never had a call. I didn't want to be interrupted by a call. I wanted to finish the point, and the last hour does it perfectly. See? Now, this is the second hour. And I have Richard who listened, I hope, in Nevada, because I come on a very big station there. I don't come on big stations everywhere. As a matter of fact, I know that only 6 station takes this program at different times. So on a refeed. And some stations do. For instance, our program in Nevada. What's the name of the station in Nevada? KDWN. 50,000 watts, it covers 13 states. So that's plenty. See? But other stations, you know, may take me at different times, but the time to call me is 6 o'clock. Okay, 6 p.m. West Coast time. West Coast. Every day, weekdays, okay? And then there's a refeed. Now, here is the thing. I'll take my call. As a matter of fact, I'll take Richard first and explain why you should go to my website to listen to my program live. Because not many people take it live. When you hear it, you'll hear 3 hours or 2 hours, maybe 1 hour of it. See? And it depends on the 115 stations we have in addition to the ones I'm paying for the last 40 years. And KDON is one of the stations I've been on for almost 50 years. I've been on that station, owned by different people. The first person who built that was my best friend. Okay, and he gave me a good deal. Now, these people just gave me another good deal. I appreciate it because things are getting difficult these days. People don't have the money they used to. Thank you very much for your support. Let me talk now to Richard in Nevada, probably listening to KDON. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Roy. How are you?
I am strong as I know how to be. My body is not as strong, but my mind is.
Well, I hope my mind can be as strong as yours someday. I usually work nights at 5:30 in the morning. When I drove home, that radio hysteria about the Pope reminded me of when the Beatles first came
to
America. It was just as hysterical. I usually am gifted to listen to your refeed while I'm working at night, and I'm usually asleep at this time, but I've got to sort this out. I go to the library to listen to your meditation, and during the meditation, you say at the end of the 7 minutes, open your eyes and you'll see things that are brighter. And I'm nervous because when I open my eyes in a public library that's controlled by George Bush and invented by Condoleezza Rice. I see things so dark, and I see the darkness in the employees that are there. And I have to remember my Bible verse that when you have your rod and your staff and the word of the Lord with you, you can even walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. And I get out of there. But it's I'm a new listener, but I am so grateful to have found you.
Thank you. And so is that the whole? Is that the whole Gashmiya?
No, sir, not at all. Like you, I was wrongfully arrested in 2011 in another state, and the officer that arrested me did so because I was practicing natural medicine. And
you're doing what? What were you doing? I'm sorry.
Practicing massage and natural medicine.
I don't understand what that means.
That means that I was a licensed massage therapist, and I was serving clients.
They're practicing medicine without a license.
Bingo, but I had a license for what I was doing, sir.
I understand that.
I know you, but I'm not as strong as you are. And when they arrested me, I freaked out. And then when I get counsel...
You got the wrong kind of counsel. I got it.
I sure did.
I get it.
I was bought out by everybody, and I was thrown up the river, which is why I'm in the mess I'm in now. And I'm in Nevada. I've been on the run, literally. I work. I have a job. I live in the ghetto. It's horrible, but I do not have my life back. And I've got my immediate friends and family are not there. They're 1 minute they're there, and the next minute I hang up, and it's like they've been hypnotized or somebody has reached them, and they're no longer...
Let me show you what's possible. You are the perfect person to call me to show you what's possible, and then, because I have to be a living example of it, would you not agree?
Yes, sir. I'm listening with everything cell phone, and I don't want to lose you, sir.
But how much time do you have on your cell phone?
As much time as you have for me, I will be there.
Let me help you. I mentioned this the other day about the same thing that happened to me. So I'll squeeze it down as simple as possible, like you just did.
Let me say, Roy, I have reached out to you 3 times on a cell phone that tracked me back to that original identity, and 24 hours after I tried to reach you, you got hit with that financial bill. I'm talking less than 6 weeks ago, and you know what you're talking about. So I have no doubt when I tried to reach you, they tracked that, and they nailed you.
No, what you're suffering from is delusion.
Okay, thank you.
No, but nobody is tracking you. No one cares about you. Now, let me tell you what I did. And I mentioned it just last week, but I'll do it very quickly. When I was 15, I got interested in hypnosis, bang. And then I decided I wanted to make something of that one day. I want to be a doctor or a doctor or a scientist. I became both without degrees, but I know more about the beginning of the universe and how the mind works than all of them put together. I'm sorry. I just want an opportunity. I never had an education. So therefore, I have no license. So to cut a long story, I opened... 67 years ago, 67, 68 years ago, I opened the Institute of Hypnosis and practiced for 6 years there at least. And they did the same thing to me. A man came
in.
I told you about it.
I heard.
All right.
Yes, and then I've heard Dan, who's called you to try and bait you. Okay, so remember Dan? The guy
I get it, yeah. Okay, so now I don't have to tell you that. No, I'll tell you what's finished. And so when two policemen came in, and charge me with practicing medicine without a license. The hypnosis is not practicing medicine without a license, but it became that way because I had a volunteer attorney that was just a shyster, but I never had trouble before like that. So anyway, I go to jail. 30 days. I'm as innocent as I could be. But when the two policemen came in, I was calm as a cucumber. I always have been. And when I lost in court, because the other two hypnotists were also charged, they got off, but I had a lousy attorney. Excuse me. Yeah. And he was just, you know, trying to make himself glorious. And he did a lousy job, because all I had to say to him is, excuse me, but this man who came in was hypnotized by a psychiatrist, and for me not to be hypnotized, therefore he's compromised. Thank you. That's what I would have done. But I didn't do it. I was just, this is new to me. There's no justice when you have, there's very little justice in America today, I'm sorry to say. And the innocents are beginning to feel it. Anyway, so I go to jail. That's not anything. So my wife and four kids are left behind. That's not good for them. But I'm not a bit deterred by this. I go in, and it was like Moses in that big tank where all the criminals were. That big tank. Right. Yes. It was like the Red Seas had parted. I walked in the middle, and no one touched me. And then I began to explain to him what I did. I had a group of people, huge, and I was helping them to overcome their problems. It was so powerful that it was full page in the newspaper, hypnotist practices spells in cells. And the warden calls me in and says, Roy, look, do me a favor. This is just political. We know this. I want you to stop this. I said, I can't. I'm not going to. I'm sorry, but I just appreciate it. So they put me in solitary. That didn't bother me either. So what happened was, I was such a good example to all the young people there. I helped a lot of them to never go back to jail, that they all got together and brought me chicken every day. I could have bought chicken every day, but I didn't want to do it in front of everybody because I couldn't afford to do it to everybody. But everybody got together and gave it to me, and when he saw that, they let me go out for 10 days for good behavior. And I started all over again. But this time, I went further. The guy that came in was hypnotized by a psychiatrist to do that, to be hypnotized in order that I shouldn't be able to do it. So now he's a sick person who's been programmed to accuse me. This is how bad it gets. See, but I'm still young there. I'm only about 35. Okay, so it's a long time ago. So this is what I did. I used my hypnotic powers, which is very easy because most people are hypnotized anyway. And since he's been hypnotized for therapy, I can do the same thing. See, anybody who's hypnotized or anybody who's living in a hypnotic state of trauma is easy to penetrate. But you can't cure it with hypnosis. You can only take over the person's life. So listen to this. This is a good opportunity for me to talk to you and see where I am today. I'm strong. I've got lots of stations. I'm helping millions and millions of people for 55 years, and they haven't touched me since. I'm doing the same bloody thing every day. They leave me alone. And if they put me in jail, the jail will happen the same thing. If they put me in this country, one of the people who are wanting to become president will put me in charge of something in this country where I could have a big soapbox, the country will change, because I know how to do it. But let me just finish so you understand this. So the person who came in and lied about his father being a drunk, and then he is also an alcoholic, and I told him that one of the reasons could be that he hates his father who's drinking, and now he's become his father who's drinking. That's it. That was as much as it was for the time being. I said, come back tomorrow, and he didn't sign the release. My secretary forgot. She was just weak. She's just let him overcome her. Anyway, so long story. So I had to close down my business, okay, and couldn't do it. And so I went, took photography. I have a camera. I went from door to door, taking pictures of people, see, of kids, and I was pleasant. I got a lot of business. I went home. And it's a different process in those days. I developed the pictures and made and took it to the clients and made 8x10s and made a living while I did the following. Don't go away. While I did the following. Don't go away, ladies and gentlemen. This is I got to say this because you cannot break me because I have found my creator. And I want you to do the same thing because I could have ended up like you. Okay.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, so I'll continue. So, in the 3 months, I had to take photographs to make a living, which I did immediately. I'm a good photographer. I know how to develop and print. I got great pictures in my house. I know all those things. I was able to transform into, you know, the electronic cameras and do the same thing with my computer. I'm almost 88. All right. So now, this is what I did. This is not going to stand. I'm not going to put up with it. Forget the law. Forget the lawyers. I want him, and I want the other. This is not cruelty. This is war. Okay? This is war against the American Medical Association. I know them, and they're afraid of me now. The media is afraid of me. And lots of people who are wicked are afraid of me. Even Obama's afraid. Because I'm challenging him to speak up and arrest me if necessary. I'm just testing it to see if this America is still free. And if he damned if he does it and damned if he does. See, either way, I have him. And so that's why I can be free. Because I can stand up for myself and have respect for myself. And even if I went to jail and died, that would be fine. That's the outcome. That's what it will be. You need to be that way. But let me tell you what I did. They made him Better Business Bureau chief. So that's the type. That's the reason why I went from door to door taking pictures and enlarging photographs. Thank you. And so, but lunchtime, where the Better Business Bureau was in the shape, the situation was a shape of a pyramid. At the point of the pyramid, it wasn't pointy. It was a building. You go up on the third floor, and there it was. And each side, one side, there was a cafe. And I had a sandwich. It's every day at 1 o'clock. I knew what time he gets out. I'm sitting at a window, and he passes me. And every time he passes me, he reacts with guilt. That's what I was doing. Just sitting there, eating a sandwich, and pretending not to see him. So after the third month, I went up there and said, I want to talk to Mr. Schmagegi. That's not his name. Now, he's 360 pounds, at least. And so therefore, I go up there, I said, I want to speak to him. The secretary says, Mr. Masters is here. He wants to have a talk with you. He wants to really, you know, say something nice, if you don't mind. All of a sudden, it sounded like Pluto and Popeye were fighting in the next room. You could hear him angry. He came, anger was his problem. That's why he was sick. Angry people are easily mesmerized. So out he comes. And he stood over me. He was a 6'4" or 6'5". I am 150 pounds to 5'9". See, 5'8", actually. So there he stands up, breathing heavy. I said, I looked at him, and I came up to speak with you. Why are you so angry? And he got angrier. I said, you did something wrong. You got hypnotized, and you didn't realize it, so I'm not going to lay it to you, because you couldn't help it. And he got angrier because he doesn't like to admit that he's not his own person. Get it? He was not his own person, but he doesn't like to admit it. Anytime I talk to people about being hypnotized, says, you're not your own person, they could get angry. He said, you mean to say I'm not my own person? I said, we're talking to people who have problems. I said, everybody comes into the world and they lose who they are to the culture. And they have conflict and they don't understand. You mustn't adapt to the culture. You must become a culture of your own that's noble and beautiful. Everybody, then culture comes from you. This is my explanation to you. Well, let me continue the story. He got so angry, I said, I can read minds. I saw in his mind he was angry. I said, I know what you want to do, go ahead and do it. He got so angry, he clenched his fists and knew if he did that, he would face charges. The only choice he had is to run. And run he did. And when he ran, he never came back. And I went back to the Better Business Bureau. I told him the story. He was unstable. He just got angry with me. All I wanted is to tell him he couldn't help himself because of the psychiatrist. Now I turned on the psychiatrist. I called the psychiatrist and said to him, Mr. McGeggy, we'll just take a word. This is Roy Masters. You know what you did to this sick patient of yours? You think you cured him. I made him sick again. Oh, no one knows where he is. He's no longer at the Better Business Bureau. Somebody else is. Now look, this is what I said to him. Forgive me. Forgive me, everybody, but this is true. I said, you're not that smart. You are in business. You put me out of business. It's time for you. I said, what if I was to hypnotize a young lady and send her in, just like you did, and in the middle of your conversation, she starts to scream, you know, I'm being abused. See? Stop! Help! Would you like me to do that? Because I can. But don't worry. I'm not that perverse. You don't have to worry. I won't do that. Click. You like that story?
Wait,
I haven't finished yet.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, so the Better Business Bureau gave me my... I gave the story. You got unstable person. All I wanted to do is make peace. See? And look what happened. The other person was nicer. And he gave me my business back. Business permit back. I was back in business. And I'm much more well-known. And I flourished. I decided that I've learned enough. I want to go. I have to take a coin and toss the coin. It's the West Coast. Tails, it's the East Coast. Thank goodness it was the West Coast. Okay? And off I went. That didn't stop persecution. The media got hold of me. It was huge. I beat him every time. I'm not beaten down. I'm a stronger man. So I will continue doing what I'm doing, just like a criminal does, except I'm not a criminal. I hold my ground. I hold virtue. See, now the difference between you and me, I have flourished. I have a good family. I'm independently, I'm not wealthy, but I didn't care about, I didn't know what Medicare and all the rest of it was. It was just, you took taken out of your paycheck. I have enough income, so I don't need to get a salary. We're not doing so good these days, so I don't need a salary. So I'm a self-independent person, and you don't screw with me without being screwed yourself. So normally we do a commercial here, but now I want to go back to Richard. Do you see the difference between you and me? I'm not saying you're going to be a hypnotist. I'm not saying that because I don't believe hypnotism cannot cure anything. That's what I learned about hypnotism.
I agree with you.
Because we're all living in that state, and you are living in that state. In other words, you did not forgive. You didn't learn from your trial and tribulation to hold your ground and let whatever happens, don't let it get to you. You let it get to you, and it's still getting to you. And the more it gets to you, the more you get upset. The more you get upset, the more it gets to you, until it really kills you. Is it worth getting upset? Why can't you let it go? Why don't you remember that? Listen carefully to the next few words. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I shall recompense. Listen, when you get angry, you think that anger is power. No, it makes you a victim forever. So all I had to do is anger the person who was sitting there unholy in the place of the holy in a bed of business. All I had to do is upset him, because that's what his sickness was. He wasn't recovered. He was hypnotized by the doctor, who didn't know what the hell he was talking about. You can't cure anybody with hypnosis. You can only unhypnotize them. And that's not easy. It takes a Jesus to unhypnotize your sin, because that's what temptation does. It makes you permanent. And so the more you struggle, without God, of course, but you don't know where he is at that point, you're looking for help from doctors, psychiatrists. They don't know either. Even medicine is more of a religion. Let's have a discussion. I'm saying you're broken, and I'm not. And you are suffering what you deserve. You're a coward. You're a coward because you hate and judge. There's lots of people in the world. This is not the only time you're going to be, that moment was not the only time you're going to be tested. I've been tested thousands of times. And every time I'm tested, I get stronger and the other people get weaker. I get stronger. My affinity to my Creator grows, and he loves me. He teaches me to be more patient, and that patience overcomes the impatient one. It overcomes the enemy. You overcome the enemy by doing nothing, just by standing there if you want to. They get so upset they can't upset you. They all get upset and take a little piece of you that's good in them, and it drives them up the wall. They either get better or they get worse. I don't care which one it is. I can talk to you. People die from hating me. People die from hating me. People die from hating Jesus. The first person to die was Judas. He hung himself. He was never told to hang himself. He did. He was so guilty.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, Richard, I want you to listen carefully. What did you learn from what I just said? I spilled my guts to you like you spilled your guts to me. Now, what did you learn? How far has your anger taken you? I have none. I know the truth. The truth will set you free, and in your case, judgment is mine. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I shall recompense. So him and me, you come at me, I don't react, you get upset because you can't upset me. You're a parasite. if you're a parasite and you try to upset me and a bully, instead of making me frightened, it emboldens me more. And he doesn't understand what's happening to him. I could take a bigger guy, much bigger than myself, I've told it before, and wipe the floor with him, or they run. They start to say, they walk away. They can't. They can't function without your energy. Why do you think somebody will approach you in a bar and start to push you around? First of all, you shouldn't be there in the first place. But if you are, for some reason, and you don't react to it whatsoever, cool as a cucumber, and he pushes you, and you don't react, and he pushes you. Well, he's doing it because he needs your reaction to function. He hasn't got the function, the energy to function, unless you give yourself to him. And you are giving yourself to everybody who's mean to you. It goes on and on and on, and nothing comes out but misery and suffering. Serves you right. It's about time you took your stand, and when people are mean to you, why don't you just let it see, forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they do. The person that stands there as a bully in front of me, I don't have to say all that. It's all past. It's just, he's there, I'm here. See, I can remember the first time when I was going to Johannesburg. I got off the boat. So I'm a diamond cutter by profession, believe it or not. I was just young, I was 22. And you know what it's like to be a black human being in South Africa in those days? Not good. Okay, so I'm looking in the window, and a big guy comes along. A small Bantus of very small people, about 5'6". And he's looking in the window like with me. Along comes a big guy, a bully, white man, an Afrikaner. They hate Jews and blacks. So I don't know. They didn't know I was Jewish, but I didn't have to say it. And he starts to push this man around. And the first thing I do is this. I push this man aside and got between him and that person. Now, this is brand new. I just got off the boat. I said, if you want to take it out on him, then you better, I'm going to be in the way. See? So do your best. And the guy walks away. And you know what the goodness in that is? It is good for me. It was a good first look in his face, as if to say goodbye. And now, where are you? And get off that track. And meditate. And you can get a copy of the meditation free of charge on the telephone. See? If you don't have, you just use the telephone. The number is, the 7-minute meditation is 1-800-822-6441. And advice line, you get on the telephone too. It's 605-475-8159. Now, everybody can hear me. Just give this number to your parents, elderly parents, and say, look, you got arthritis, you got this, where you have anxiety, you listen to this 7-minute meditation and watch the changes. Okay? Richard, did you get my point, yes or no?
I think I got it, yeah.
Do you think you can deal with the next intrusion and rudeness and adversary in a calm way? Because that is what the meditation begins to show you, but it only shows you because it brings you to God. You cannot of yourself do anything. You cannot save yourself, and you can save somebody from drowning, but you can't save yourself from drowning in your emotions. You follow that?
I do.
Okay, you'll be a good boy now, will you, Richard?
I prefer to be a bigger man, but I'll go with that.
I like that. That is a very good retort. Thank you for the correction. You meditate now, will you? And call me back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I've taken on gangs, and they run like hell. I'm not sure about the gangs today, but yes, there was about 20 or 30 of them, and they, well, that's another story. You know, when you're in the military and you're Jewish and you got an Obermeister name, my name used to be Obermeister, my father changed it to Meister or Master, Roy Masters. So I had 10,000 men in the training camp. I can't remember it now, it's been a long time ago. But everyone knew who I was. I was only 150 pounds, and nobody could do anything if they wanted with me. Not because I was good at martial arts, because I only had about 6 months of training on, you know, with a person. He was homosexual, actually. He was a very nice person. But he was interested in that thing, so we practiced together, that's all. But it's because there's something about being connected to your Christ, which I didn't know then, these are different times, when I was practicing there and went to South Africa, I had it. You know, there was a little story I'd like to tell you. There was two times when I was very small and maybe not able to talk, but had a conscious awareness right in my baby self. So I couldn't speak, but I can very remember a line of words that appeared in my head that weren't words, but only now can I put them into words, because intuition is wordless. It's wordless in every country of the world. So that in every language, this intuition is the same to all good human beings of every race and color and creed. I'm asking you, all of you, to listen, please. Have you ever had these following words? I've said this before, but it's worth saying again. What is life about? Does it ever come to you once in a while? Did you ever have it when you were small? And did you have it when you got into trouble with emotions and all the rest of it? What is life about? Is it there? Because that qualifies you for redemption. And I can remember asking myself, there's God, there's Jesus, there's Moses, and there was another one, forget who it was. When I just thought of God, a little experiment in my head, I thought of God, I got no feeling. When I thought of Moses, I didn't have a feeling. But when I thought of Jesus, I'm Jewish. And I'm just about, 14. I get a little flicker. Oh, where'd that come from? Not that God wasn't important, but Jesus is relevant. Now, I didn't know that he's Jesus. You see, but it stuck with me. So there was another time when I was standing by the windowsill where the air raid siren was. We were on the beach with, barbed wire. And again, I'm standing by the window, and the thought came, what's life about? Bingo. Guess what? Something says to me in words in my mind, It's not the same as intuitive words, which are not language, but are put into language. But these were words, spoken words, in my head. You will die if you follow that path. I said, that doesn't make any sense. Who the hell are you? Now, that's an interesting discussion. I thought, what's life about? And that was threatening to what was in me. It came through my mother. Couldn't help it. I didn't know it then. My father had died. So I was left with my mother, but I loved my father, which most men do not. For which reason they cannot be men. If you love the father you can see, you will automatically transfer that to the God you cannot see. Do you understand that? So if you hate the father you can see, it is most difficult that your behavior is so obtuse that you will not be compatible with the father you cannot see, therefore the conflict. So when I give when I've learned about these things and millions of other things I cannot tell you, so I know a little bit more than the Pope, if you don't mind me saying so. He's all sweetness and light, and I'm as mean as hell, aren't I? Yet you love listening to me. Is that correct? And, of course, there are those of you who do not love listening to me. Is that correct? Now let me tell you for those, let me talk to those of you who hate me. Don't turn off yet. Call me if you have the courage. 800-866-8883. Simple. Call me at 6 o'clock, West Coast time. Call me now. And if you are hearing later, I understand you can't call me, but you can call me from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Actually, the first 2 hours are best. Sometimes I don't do the last hour. I put a best of. So, if you hate the father you can see, the behavior that's built up in the conditioning is not compatible with the father you cannot see. That's why I say you have to forgive your father first before you forgive your mother. I'd like to do a little commercial here, if you don't mind. I've got some time if you want to call. And please go to my website and make the website your radio station. But that's not because I'm going to go off radio, but there's a danger of them falling apart. Because already the left is already over as conspirator to overcoming. Even Rush Limbaugh, he lost half of his stations already. They don't want to hear from him. They don't want to hear from me. So something may go wrong with that, you know. But let it be. You go to my website, and it's very easy. Right to the right-hand corner. Just the right, you see it. Can't miss it. Looks at you. Roy's radio program live. Roy's radio program. I can't find it. The word for it all of a sudden. Isn't it terrible when you can't find a word? That's getting old, see. So anyway, but you can hear it all through the days until the evening of my next program. There's also Sunday mornings conversations. This week it's all about physics. But it's not all about physics. The last part is I wanted to make a point about cause and effect. You just understand cause. You must have an uncaused cause. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to prove to you and science that science cannot look for a monkey to sprout a spirit. That's all. I want to show you that the infinitely hot singularity that you cannot see outside the universe is still there. Can't see it. Can't see outside the universe. Can't be in the universe. Einstein said something like that cannot. Absolute stillness. Infinite heat cannot be inside the universe. He didn't say that last part. Infinite rest. Perfect rest.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
It is a program number 8418. Now listen carefully. I don't want to be a preacher. I don't want to be a rabbi. I don't want to be your pope. I want you to be as me. Not like me. Not in my image. But where I'm coming from. If you like where I'm coming from, you're already coming from there because you've never heard a voice like this before. And you recognize it, the strength of it, not as being cruel to you, but talking to your dark side. Therefore, you don't take umbrage. But the people who have a very dark side will react bad to me, and I warn you, listen carefully, to hate me for saying the absolute truth about everything, especially my story, which is absolutely true, but not truth. Big difference. To hate me where I come from is to make me stronger and to upset you to the point where you cannot talk to me, for which reason no one ever does, that has a different point of view, who's an atheist all the way through, and a mentally ill psychiatrist or psychologist or doctor. I don't even hear one saying, what you're saying is what I've been looking for my patients for a long time. I got doctors doing that, don't worry. Lots of them. And psychiatrists. Thousands of doctors like this. You know, but there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of doctors who can't hear me. It's like a religion. It's mostly guesswork. See, so you're dying like flies. And the reason why Jesus could help people, because his presence represents the beginning. The innocence that you had when you were a little child. See? And so, what will happen to you is you're going to die hating me. You understand that? There's 1,000 ways I know and 100,000 ways I don't know that you're going to die. Now you can say, well, everybody dies. No, you're going to die a special way. But you've got two choices. On the way down for hating me, because you're not really hating me, you're hating what's in me, talking through me to you. In other words, you're hating God. See, I'm not God. I'm no pope. I don't want to be your pope. I want to be an ordinary person that knows extraordinary things, that in extraordinary way you can hear where I'm coming from, and I'm setting you free. Whatever is in me is setting you free. Roy Masters can't do that. Get that. So the point is, but if you have a very deep, dark side, you will die. And you will die in a way than you least expect. And you can say, well, so will you. You know, you can use the rude words. I'm saying, spiritually speaking, I'm not going to do a thing. Judgment is mine. I won't judge you. I'm warning you. I'm not your ordinary preacher. I'm not your ordinary rabbi. I bear witness on the radio as to where I'm coming from, which is good for you to hear, and you understand yourself better than you ever understood, and therefore at some point on this program, every day, Monday through Friday, you'll actually see something that will set you free. May take a few times, because there's lots of little pieces there that have to come together, but you get it. And it's not, I'm not asking you to necessarily read my books. It's nice to read. But me is a living thing. I'm a living creature. I'm alive in a different way from you. I get different energy. You get upset with my, not upsetting me. And that's how you should be. And you will become that if you love where I'm coming from. That's all. And it feels like a breath of fresh air. I was just talking to my my friend, 60 years old, and a mafioso boss, could have been the boss of Philadelphia, my best friend. And he says to me, Roy, I love you. To me, I talk to him. I know him for almost 60 years. Not quite 60 years. It's almost 60, yes. I mean, no, it's not that, not quite that. It's 55 years on the edge. Actually 50, almost 54 years. That's correct. And he says, Roy, you have no idea. So I was a Catholic, and what they did to me, I don't want to tell you. And he began to tell me, and I began to cry. He says, but when I heard you, I heard what nobody else ever said in my religion. Nobody. And I loved where you're coming from, and I've loved you to this very day. He told me this. I said, I want you to be on my radio show. He said, no, I don't want to see any harm come to you. Because if you see, you say all the things I tell you, I'll kill you. Okay. I won't be there for you. I can't. I'm old now. Basically, he said, but I do love you. And he said that loving a man for man is better than loving a woman, man to woman. That's what David and Jonathan said about each other. They weren't homosexuals. They loved each other in an honorable way. Okay, thank you for supporting my program. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Because what comes out of me is also something good, but that something good will kill you in the sense, you know, judgment is mine, saith the Lord. He will decide what will happen to you inside you because you hated me who loves him. Advice for Line Live or the latest program at FHU.com. Advice for Line every night is FHU.com. And if you put a slash with donate on it, then you can support me. And of course, as you go to my website, you can send, there's places where you, the information where you can send checks and things like that. It's all there. I haven't got time this evening. Advice for Line Live or the latest program on FHU.com. If you can't find it anywhere, go to my website. It's always there. I want it to be at my radio station for the whole world and our country to hear. Thank you. God bless you for the support. FHU.com. Thank you.